Morning, everyone. This is a special service to us, as we call it our sermon in song, because as we always say, you're going to hear less of me and more singing. You know, there's many different ways to serve people. When we think of service, we think of restaurant servers or someone who provides a service like a contractor, maybe an electrician or something of that nature. And we think of doing nice things for people. When we think of service, we maybe even think of how many bars we have on our cell phones. There's a lot of different ideas when it comes to our ideas of service. But this morning, we're going to look at just one particular area, and that is the service of Christ. And as we go throughout this morning, and as we hear some of these words, and as we sing a lot of these songs, it's all going to focus on just the kind of service that Christ gave us. And in turn, how do we mimic that same service? If you're visiting with us, this year our theme at Marion Street is Serve One Another. And we're focusing our entire year on the importance of loving and serving God, as well as loving and serving one another. And when we think of our service to God, and when we think of our service to other people, there's no better place to look than the service of Jesus Christ. If you think about it, Christ's entire life was an example of service. We just read in our scripture reading a moment ago that he passed through the heavens. That Jesus was willing and able to serve us, and so he passed through heaven to come down here to earth to serve you and I. He was humbly born with animals and laid in a manger. He didn't grow up in a palace, didn't grow up in a castle as a king, or as a prince, as we often refer to him as, should have done, but he grew up as a carpenter's son. He lived his last remaining years walking up and down the Mediterranean coast, not having a stone to lay his head on, teaching about the kingdom of God, performing miracles, always being about serving and taking care of other people. But there's one act of service as we move through the rest of today that stands far above the rest. You know, we read about his sacrifice and we remember it with the Lord's Supper each and every week. And as we sing these songs and hear these talks as we lead up to the Lord's Supper, sometimes I think what happens is we forget what it meant to be the Lamb of God. We forget what that sacrifice, maybe not what it meant because we go over it every week, but maybe it loses its significance just a little bit. Jesus' sacrifice was the greatest act of service in the history of mankind. I want you to listen to what the book of Philippians says in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." He says, "Let this mind be in you." Paul is not telling us that we need to go hang ourselves on a cross like Jesus did, but he's telling us that our mindset as followers of Christ must be the same that Jesus' was when he came here to earth. That he didn't consider it robbery to be equal with God, and although he was equal with God, he made himself of no reputation. He humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient to serve and to die on the cross. We have to be ready to give up everything. To give up everything and to serve. When Peter, Andrew, James, and John were called to be disciples, they left everything. The rich young ruler did not. When Christ came here to earth, he died and he gave up everything. And if you and I are going to serve like Christ, it starts with remembering the greatest act of service that was ever given. His selfless death, his burial, and of course his glorious resurrection. It starts with humbling ourselves just like Jesus did. And it starts with having the attitude of service that Jesus demonstrated his entire life. Dwight's going to lead us in songs here that sing about how Jesus paid it all. He paid full price and purchased us. He sacrificed everything to serve you and I. We'll sing about how it was our sin that held him on the cross, but it was his wounds that paid our ransom. We'll sing about how he was the perfect, spotless Lamb of God, and how without him and his life of service, you and I would still be lost in our sin. And one way this morning that we can give back and we could serve Jesus after all the service he's done for us is by lifting up our voices together, by singing these songs, putting them in our hearts, and let's serve God together. Dwight.
We will sing three songs, and if it's convenient for you, let's stand while we sing the first two of them. Jesus paid it all. Domi Gones of my debt of sin, a great change is brought within. And to live I now begin, risen from the fall. Yet the debt I did not pay, someone died for me one day, sweeping all the dead away. Jesus paid it all. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary, and my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was broken on the tree for you and me, and the debt is canceled. Jesus paid it all. Oh, I hope to please him now. Light of joy is on my brow, as at his dear feet I bow, safe within his love. Making his the debt I owed, freedom true he has bestowed. So I'm singing on the road to my home above. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary, and my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was broken on the tree for you and me, and the debt is canceled. Jesus paid all. Sinner, not for me alone did the Son of God atone. Your debt too he made his own on the cruel tree. Come to him with all your sin, be as white as snow within. Your salvation you may win, and rejoice with me. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary, and my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was broken on the tree for you and me, and the dead is canceled. Jesus paid it all. How deep the Father's love. Ladies, please sing out these first two bars. Oh, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He would give His only Son to make a wretched pain of sharing loss, the Father turned His face away, as wound which mourn a chosen one, bring many sons to glory. Behold the man of on a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. I shame, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him until it was accomplished. His dying breath hath brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power of wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Be seated, please. Lamb of God, number 100 in the supplement. Lamb of God. No, Your only Son, no sin to hide, but You have sent Him from Your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your oath of love they crucified, they laughed and scorned Him as He died. The humble King they named a fraud, and sacrifice the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the whole, the Lamb of God. O wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but You have sent me to His side, to be led by Your staff and rod, and to be called a Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. This time, Jared will lead us in prayer, after which we will have the collection.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and all the blessings that have been ours to enjoy. Father, we're so thankful for those blessings, and we realize that we're given them to You and You only. Father, we're thankful for those that we know that we receive, and we're also thankful for those ones that we fail to recognize that You give us, because You know what's in our best interest. Father, as we come to You this morning, singing and praising and making melodies with our heart, we pray that everything that we do here is in accordance with Your will and does one thing, and that's to glorify Your name. Father, we're so thankful for Your Son who You sent to die on our behalf and sent Him to this world to set the example for us. Father, we pray that we can take the life that He lived and the services that He performed here on earth and use them as a pattern in our life and follow the template that He set before us and be just like Jesus here on earth and serve one another and glorify Your name. Father, we ask You to be with those that are sick and shut in. We have several that are ailing right now, and You ask to be with them and touch them as only You know how. Father, we ask that You go with us for the future we have. Guide, guard, and protect us. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Growing up, we used to play a game called Follow the Leader. The object was simple. Whoever was in the front of the line got to choose where everyone else got to go. And if the person at the front of the line, the leader, walked in a zigzag formation, well, then everyone would follow the zigzag formation. If he chose to jump over a crack in the road or in the sidewalk, well, we all had to jump over the crack in the sidewalk. Or I remember on the playground, if the leader climbed up the slide and slid down, well, we would all climb up the slide and slide down. We played another game called Simon Says, where the person leading the group would say, Simon says, touch your nose. Well, then we would all touch our nose. But if Simon didn't say, well, then if you touched your nose, you were out. There's a lot of games like that we play growing up. Some of you might have played those and might play them with your kids. And really what they're doing is we're trying to teach kids the principle of following the example of the person in front of you. And from a very young age, when we send them to school, we teach them the same exact thing. The teacher is in charge, and we follow the example that they give, or the rules that they give. And as kids get older, what they typically do is they find someone to emulate. Because we taught them from a young age, find someone to follow. And so most often it's a sports star or some famous actor or musician. But then as we grow older, we realize the imperfections of all those people, that the people we looked up to are just imperfect people, just like you and I. We realize their lifestyles are ones that shouldn't be sought after, and their lives are full of sin. And so the question is, who do we turn to? The more scripture that we read, the more we start to see the example we should want to follow. Who wouldn't want to follow the perfect example? And who wouldn't want to follow the person who could promise eternal life? Who wouldn't want to follow the person who loves like Jesus loves? And who wouldn't want to follow the example of the person who showed kindness and compassion towards everyone he came in contact with? And who wouldn't want to try and be exactly like the person in whom God says, I am well pleased? And who wouldn't want to be just like the person who said he didn't come to be served, but to serve? The example of service that Christ left is contagious. But yet it's a lifestyle that so many people don't want to embrace because we'd rather live like the rich and the famous. However, just like when we played Follow the Leader or Simon Says, we know the rules to this game of life. We know that we have an example that we are meant to follow. The question is, are we going to follow? Jesus would say, if you love me, keep my commandments. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Luke chapter 6 verse 36 says, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 says, be kind and tenderhearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Twice in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us to imitate him just as he is imitating Christ. And what you see the scriptures teaching is, here's the perfect example of God and his Son Christ, and that's the example we should want to follow. Just as dearly loved children, Ephesians 5:1 says. Those of you with young kids understand what it's like to have a child follow in your footsteps. A couple weeks ago, I had a leak under my sink, and trying to be manly, I went and got all my tools and got under the sink and thought I knew what I was doing. I really had no idea what I was doing. Dad had to come over and help me and show me. But Landon, thinking that I knew what I was doing, he went and got his little tool kit that we got for him of plastic tools. He gets under the sink and he starts saying, it's right there, Dad, and if you just do this, Dad, and do this, Dad, and because that's what I was doing. But what he didn't know was I was doing the same thing to my dad, and I needed my dad to come and show me, just do this. Sometimes we need to just look at our Heavenly Father and see the example that's worth following. The service that he gave, the love that he gave, the kindness, compassion that he gave, and to know that that's the kind of service that we need to have in our life. And especially when you take that to the cross, and when you look at the kind of service that Jesus gave on the cross, it's the same service he asks of you and I. He says, if any of you are willing to come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. That means that same example that Jesus literally took to the cross, you and I should do each and every day in our service to God and his people. We're about to sing a song called We Saw Thee Not. We didn't see several of the things that Christ did, but we still believe. And if we believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, we should live knowing that one day we will be resurrected to eternal life. We will sing, Give Me Thy Heart, which is Jesus asking us to give him our hearts. He gave us everything. And are we ready to give him our everything in return? We're going to sing a song called Follow Me, where each verse starts with the focus on ourselves and our attitudes, but the second part of each verse is Jesus responding with what he went through for us and asking us to follow him. And so it says, O Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday, 'twould be no more than love demands, no less could I repay. No greater love hath mortal man than for a friend to die. Then these are the words he gently spoke to me. If just a cup of water I place within your hand, then just a cup of water is all that I demand. But if by death to living they can thy glory see, I'll take my cross and follow close to thee. Let's sing these songs and let's take up our cross and follow close to thee.
Number 167. Donis Domino, we saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld the cross in that despised Nazareth. But we believe the truth that shines in street and plain, thou Son of God. But we believe the footstep trod in street and plain, thou Son of God. We saw thee not when thou stood high amid the wild and savage crew, nor heard we thy imploring cry, forgive they know not what they do. But we believe the foot of God in truth the earth and the sun. But we believe that deed was done that shook the earth and veiled the sun. We gaze not in the open tomb, where once thy mangled body lay, nor saw we in that upper room, nor met thee on the open way. But we believe that angel said, why seek the living with the dead? But we believe that angel said, why seek the living with the dead? We walk not with the chosen few who saw thee from the earth ascend, who raised to heaven their wandering view, then low to earth a prostrate pen. But we believe that human eyes beheld the journey through the skies. But we believe that human eyes beheld the journey to the skies. Number 270. Do mi so mi so, give me thy heart, says the Father. Hold on. Do, give me thy heart, says the Father above. Says just to him, him as thy love. Softly he whispered, where thou art. Gratefully trust me and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Hear the soft wind. apart, speaking so tenderly, give me thy heart, give me thy heart, the Father of men, calling in mercy again, again. Turn now from sin and from evil, depart. Have I not died for thee? Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world, you to my keeping resign. Grace for abounding is my to impart. Make full strength. Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Give me soft whisper wherever thou art. He draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly. Give me thy heart.
Number 564.
The me, as I travel down a lonely road and no one seemed to care, the burden of my weary back had bowed me to despair. I oft complained to Jesus how folk were treating me, and then I heard him say so tenderly, my feet were so weary upon the Calvary road, the cross so heavy, I fell beneath the load. Be faithful, weary pilgrim, my mourning I can see. Just lift your cross and follow close to me. I worked hard in Jesus, I often boast and say, I've sacrificed a lot of things to walk the narrow way. I gave up fame and fortune, I'm worth a lot to thee. And then I heard him gently say to me, I left the throne of weary, did it but lost. My hands were nailed in anger upon the cruel cross. But now journey with your hand safe in mine. So lift your cross and follow close to me. Oh, Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday. 'Twould be no more than love demand, no more could repay. No greater love hath mortal man than the friend to die. These are the words he gently spoke to me. If just a cup of water I placed in your hand, just a cup of water is all that I demand. But if by death to living they can thy glory see, I'll take my cross and follow close to thee.
This time we'll be led in a prayer.
Let us pray. God, we come to you now thanking you so much for this opportunity we all have to come here together and assemble and sing songs of praises to your name. And we pray that it is encouraging to everyone here. And we thank you so much, Lord, for sending your son Jesus here and being an example for us. We thank you for the example we have of him in the Bible. And we pray that we will see that example and we will learn from our mistakes and we will try to follow his example. We thank you so much, Lord, for sending him to die for us. We thank you so much for all the many blessings that you've given us. And we pray that you will forgive us of our sins. And it's through his name we pray. Amen.
Growing up watching cartoons or playing video games, or even if you've ever seen just about any scary movie ever made, when the good guy finally defeats the bad guy, everyone thinks it's over. Everyone thinks it's done. But something always happens where the bad guy seems to almost just rise up from the dead. I think that's why they can make so many Friday the 13th and Jason's and all those scary movies, because they always just seem to rise from the dead. And it always seems like they come back stronger than before. Essentially, this is what happens in the Bible. Except the roles are reversed. Jesus is not the bad guy. He's the Lamb of God. And it was the bad people who put him on the cross, and they thought they had gotten rid of him. They thought he was dead. They thought that he was done. They thought they won. However, it was Jesus that came back stronger and better than ever. In talking about Jesus' resurrection, Paul would write in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, "Death, where is your victory? And O death, where is your sting?" When we think about death, death is supposed to be the one thing that truly destroys us. Death is what takes us away from our loved ones, and death is what destroys our happiness. Death takes away from the people that we love and that we care about. We fear death. We don't understand death. However, Paul said, "Death, where is your victory? And death, where is your sting?" Because it was Jesus who, although he died, conquered death. And death doesn't have to be a scary topic, because through Jesus, death can't sting or scare us, and death will not win. When Jesus raised from the dead, we not only have validation that he is stronger than death, but he gave us validation that we will be stronger than death too. Romans 8 verse 11 says, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you." 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14 says, "Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself." And it was because of Jesus' greatest act of service that he was able to show us how to conquer death. And when we serve God and we obey His commands and we're baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, we are being given hope of eternal life. Jesus' act of service on the cross should give us hope and determination to be stronger in our lives. That we can be stronger Christians. We can be stronger parents, stronger spouses, and stronger friends. We can be stronger brothers and sisters in Christ towards each other. We can be stronger leaders and stronger workers in the kingdom of God. That through the storms and through the fires, we know that we could serve a risen Savior. A Savior that strengthens us and gives us a spirit of passion and zeal to do good in this broken world. That we can look out at this world around us and see darkness and chaos, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ brings a calm to the swirling storms around us. Listen to some of the words we're about to sing. You are stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. In Christ alone, my hope is found. Here is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Up from the grave he arose, with a triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. And because he arose, listen, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
First song we'll sing is Stronger. These next four songs we'll sing before the Lord's Supper have dynamics to them. They get quieter and a little bit louder at points, so just watch me for those.
No, no song. There is love that came for us, humble to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness. You rose again, victorious. Faithfulness none can deny. Through the storm and through the fire, there is truth that sets me free. Jesus Christ, who lives in me. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord. To seek and save the lost, you paid it all upon the cross. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you Christ is risen, Jesus, you.
song we'll sing is In Christ Alone.
No, no, so in Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands for victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
Next song is Christ Rose.
No, do me so, no. From the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they his bed, Jesus my Savior, vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord.
Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor
victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. Domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
For the Lord's Supper will sing, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." On the last part of this verse, says, demands my soul, my life, my all. That whole last verse, we're going to sing it very loud, very triumphantly, and slow down just a little bit.
No, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow me down. Did e'er such love and sorrow me? Compose so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so demands my soul, my life, my all.
We'll now partake in the Lord's Supper.
We do know that you have enough love for us that you would send him and he would be willing to come to give his body on a cross for an ungrateful people. Help us, Father, to give back to him at this time our hearts and a deep gratitude for the price that he paid. Help us, Father, to eat this bread this morning, remember his body as he willingly gave it on the cross so that he could bring many sons to your glory. Pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for this fruit of the vine. We pray that each of us would partake of it with the love and the reverence and the gratefulness that is due to thee for the sacrifice of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Those are the words of the song we just sang right before the Lord's Supper. About a month ago now, we had a lesson on that song. It's kind of our theme song here for this quarter. But those words, never did a time where love and sorrow were so present and so extreme at the same time. There's never been a time where that much pain, both physically and also emotionally, was mingled with all the love that Jesus had for his people. And if we had the whole realm of nature, if the whole realm of nature was ours to give, and we gave it back to God as a gift for what he was, for that act of service that he did for us, it would be a present far too small. And that just describes the kind of love that was so amazing and so divine. And because of that love and the sacrifice and the service that was given to us by God and his Son, it demands my soul, my life, and my all. There's nothing you and I can do to ever repay Christ for his ultimate act of service. But thanks be to God that he welcomes us with open arms. God wants every single one of his children to come home. And can you imagine what that day will be like? We've been singing songs this morning, and they were beautiful. But can you imagine what it will be like when all of God's singers get home? And that's the song we're about to sing as an invitation song. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow or heartache will come, having overcome sin, hallelujah, amen. And most importantly, there'll be no place like heaven, my home. Maybe you've been sitting here this morning, singing about God's great service, the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ, thinking about his death, his burial, and resurrection, and what that means for you. If you haven't given your life to Christ, you saw this morning, he gave his life for us. And as Paul puts it in the book of Romans, we need to give our life to him. We need to be buried in the waters of baptism, put to death the old man, and rise up in newness of life so that we can have hope and eternal life with him in heaven. And having died to sin, we shall no longer live in sin, but we shall live in righteousness. And when we live in righteousness, as we looked at a few moments ago, when we follow the greatest example given, when we love God and keep his commandments, there'll be no place like heaven, my home. If you need to give your life to Christ, don't wait a moment longer. Come forward as we stand and as we sing.